Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 22nd. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Yahoo makes a purchase, Netflix's earnings more than double, Facebook is out with a new feature, and Spotify is bringing music to MTV and VH1. But first, Apple is preparing an initial production run of iPhones, the largest ever for the tech company. Apple is asking suppliers to manufacture between 70 and 80 million units combined of two larger screen iPhones with 4.7 and 5.5-inch displays by December 30th, according to people familiar with the matter. That compares with the 50 to 60 million units produced for the iPhones 5S and 5C. Meanwhile, buzz around the iPhone 6 has escalated in China with dozens of sellers on Alibaba's online marketplace offering pre-orders of the new device. While Apple hasn't officially announced a timetable or pricing for the new device, one seller claims Apple will unveil the next generation smartphone around September 20th. Yahoo says that it is acquiring mobile app analytics provider Flurry in a bid to boost advertising revenue from smartphones. A person familiar with the transaction says Yahoo has agreed to pay more than $200 million for Flurry. The deal marks one of the biggest acquisitions by chief executive Marissa Mayer and her boldest push yet into mobile advertising. Netflix says second quarter earnings more than doubled as the video streaming company added more subscribers than expected. The second quarter traditionally provides the weakest membership gains for the company. Netflix added almost 1.7 million streaming subscribers. Texas Instruments posted a second quarter profit of $683 million on revenue that was in the area of $3.3 billion. Earnings and revenue both beat expectations. Facebook has announced its acquisition of Oculus VR has closed. Facebook announced plans to acquire the maker of virtual reality headsets in March for $2 billion. The FTC approved the acquisition the following month. Meanwhile, Facebook is out with a new feature that lets users save things they want to read or review later. Journal's Tom Ortuso explains.
The save feature, a little like the bookmarks that are a familiar fixture of the web, allows you to save things like links, places, movies, TV, and music. You can keep your saved items private or share them with friends. They're organized by category, and Facebook said it will sometimes send reminders to you about what you've saved. It'll become available over the next few days. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.
As we continue, an NBA All-Star gets into the seed investing game.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Viacom's Music Group, which owns MTV, VH1, and other cable channels, is forming a marketing partnership with music streaming service Spotify. The deal will allow users to stream music for free from featured artists on the VH1 and MTV websites, along with playlists related to their series and franchises, like Teen Wolf, Love & Hip Hop, and the MTV Video Music Awards. The research firm eMarketer estimates spending on mobile advertising will soar 83% to $18 billion this year. That includes both smartphones and tablets. American adults now spend almost a quarter of their media time on mobile devices. eMarketer estimates this year's spending growth will raise mobile's share of the ad market to about 10%. BlackBerry chief executive John Chen is expanding his executive team, naming Marty Beard as chief operating officer. Company hasn't had anyone in the position since a management shakeup last November. Finally today, NBA All-Star Carmelo Anthony is getting into the seed investing game in partnership with Stuart Goldfarb, chief executive of Bertelsmann Direct North America. They formed a fund, M7 Tech Partners, to invest in seed stage tech startups. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.